Now, in the studio with me, we have Mel Fung, and it's terrific to have Mel in the studio. Each week across Sydney at a variety of churches, something very special happens. It's called Jesus Club. Now, when you hear that, it sounds like an activity program for kids, some kind of after-school activity for school students, but this isn't that at all. And Mel's going to tell us. Mel, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
What is Jesus Club?
So Jesus Club is a ministry that aims to make Jesus Christ known to adults with intellectual disabilities.
Intellectual disabilities.
Yeah, so people with Down syndrome, autism, other disabilities like Prader-Willi syndrome, Fragile X, so any kind of intellectual disability.
How did the first one come about?
So the first one came about, it's really great to be able to say this. It's been 10 years since we first started Jesus Club.
I remember when talking to you when you were starting off.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I visited you.
You were asking questions about, do I make it an incorporated association or what do I do?
Yeah, I remember that. And I remember you saying, you speak fast, so keep up and write notes. Anyway, so in 2006, I was studying at university, doing a degree in psychology. And just as a part-time job, I was working as a support worker, which is someone who looks after people with disabilities to give their carer a break. Mm-hmm. And I was looking after this group of adults with intellectual disabilities called the Guys and Dolls. And they were meeting every second Wednesday and every second Saturday. And I realized that none of them really knew Jesus and they weren't from Christian households. And I looked around for a church that could teach them about Jesus, but I couldn't find any churches that were specifically reaching out to this group of people.
And nobody really knew how to do it.
Yeah, because they're adults, so they're not kids. And yet, if they went to an adult service, the sermon, they wouldn't understand the sermon because it's too
complex.
Yeah, too complex. So I thought, well, we're meeting on Wednesday fortnights anyway to do bowling and movies and all that. So how about we just meet on the other Wednesday fortnight and have a low-key Bible study group? Mm-hmm. So we started that in 2006 with seven people that I knew that I was working with the permission of my boss, of course. Mm. And it was just a really small, humble Bible study group, but over time God has blessed it and really developed it.
So what's happened since then?
A lot has happened. So as I was saying, we started in 2006.
And it was Gladesville, wasn't it,
yep,
that it started?
Yeah, so it started in Gladesville at Christchurch Gladesville. And we started with seven members, and then we just found, even without advertising, that so many other friends of our current members were interested in joining. So without advertising, all these other people with intellectual disabilities joined, to the point where we had over 20 people wanting to come. And
that sounds harder to manage.
Yeah. So I always said to myself, we'd have a limit of 20 people in a group just for quality control, mm-hmm, so that each member could be looked after properly. And then we had this idea of setting up other Jesus clubs, and I think that's when I approached you. And then God had been putting in the hearts of a lot of other people this desire to reach out to people with intellectual disabilities. So they also approached me. So it kind of, yeah, it was this simultaneous thing of me wanting to set up more Jesus clubs and other people having that desire as well, seeing that we had done it and wanting to benefit from our experience and have some assistance in setting up their own Jesus Club. So now we have six.
Six. That's great. Tell us where they are in Sydney.
Okay, so they're all at Anglican churches, but we're interdenominational and we'd love to set it up at other churches.
Yeah.
So
just give us the suburbs.
Tarramurra, yep. Jenali, Castle Hill, Maroubra, and of course Gladesville and Narromburn.
That's great. Yeah. So we haven't got any out west yet, or southwest?
Not yet, but we're setting up a Jesus Club in Campbelltown.
Okay.
Is south.
Yeah.
West.
And so tell us about how an evening works. What happens? Mm. Yeah.
So it usually goes for 2 hours or 2.5 mm-hmm hours, and it's a really simple structure where people come along and they play a few games, and then we get into singing, and they just love music. So a lot of them, even if they can't absorb the Bible lesson, they get God's message through the singing. So we do a lot of singing, and then we spend most of the time doing a Bible lesson. So I've written some Bible lessons. They love acting, so we do a lot of acting out of mm-hmm. the Bible stories, and then we break up into little Bible study groups and discuss what we've learned, and then we do craft, and then we have their favourite part of the night, which is the refreshments. And then we have a few games, and that's the end of the night.
Right. I take it, do some of them read, or...?
We've got a really wide range of abilities within each Jesus Club. So some members aren't even verbal, and we're not sure how much of God's message they're taking in. But some of the members are really high functioning, and they can read books like Harry Potter. And mm-hmm. One girl is able to memorize heaps of the Bible. So,
Right. Okay. Yeah,
there's a whole range.
Tell us about the differences you've seen in people's lives as God has worked through this ministry.
Yeah, and there are so many different stories. I think the most amazing thing is that, as we teach the Bible, a lot of the time we don't know if they're absorbing anything, and often I'll ask questions up the front and some members will just sit there and look a bit glazed over. But then God just surprises us by little moments. There was one lady called Maria, and she has autism, and a lot of what she says, you know, to me is not really, doesn't mm-hmm. make much sense. Mm-hmm. But then one night she just called out, "Jesus forgives me." And so even though we thought we weren't sure if she was taking in any of God's message, obviously she was. Mm. And so I think God is doing a lot more in the hearts of our Jesus Club members than we're aware of.
Mm. Now, I'm imagining there might be people listening thinking, I'd be quite interested in seeing if we could get this kind of ministry going at our church. I'm presuming, though, they might also be thinking, but I don't know anyone to invite in our suburb. Because often people with the intellectual disability, they're not kind of visible in the suburb in quite the way that other people are.
Yeah.
What's your advice there?
We've found with all the Jesus Clubs that members are so keen to come along, and it really gives Christians who normally wouldn't have access to this part of the population a chance, a forum to meet with this, meet with people with intellectual mm-hmm. disabilities. So usually most churches have like one or two people with intellectual disabilities, and we start with
them.
The people that we know, and then they...
Their carers all, and can, yeah.
Yeah, they all know each other, and their natural networks are other people with intellectual disabilities, and through that, other people with disabilities come along.
Yeah. What's the steps in setting up a Jesus Club?
So the steps are get in contact with myself, mm-hmm. and we can just have a chat about what's possible at your church. Then generally we talk to the minister about the idea, and then we talk to the church and see if people are willing to form a team of people. And then if that's possible, Jesus Club itself has all the resources, all the safe ministry material, Bible teaching material, games, all the resources for you to
you
be able to run it. Yep. Yeah.
Mel, thanks for coming in to talk to us tonight. Mel Fung's been my guest. And look, if you want more details, you can go to jesusclub.org.au.